Part 2.
Our research, for example, led us to a brand image based on three concepts: depth, heart, and vitality. Vitality is easy to understand. We're talking about cities that are alive, that are vibrant, or about people that are energetic, fun to be with, and sociable. Heart is also fairly easy to understand. Here, for example, the attributes we're thinking about are friendliness and an open, welcoming nature. The concept heart, however, covers less obvious attributes, because when we talk about our heart, we're automatically talking about our emotions. A sense of humour. This is emotional rather than rational. Also emotional is our response to beautiful landscape. These are two very different attributes then, humour and scenery. But as you can see, they both come under the concept heart. Then there is depth. By depth, we mean that if you dig down, you'll find something under the country's surface appeal. With the UK, this is very much the case. Tradition, history, stories, cultural attractions. We have all these things. Oh yes, the UK certainly has depth. Of course, the value of researching how different national groups see the UK is that we can then use the information to optimise our promotional campaigns overseas. If you know that the Americans value depth more than vitality, you make depth the focus of a campaign in the USA. Similarly, if research reveals that a national group perceives British people as not very friendly, then you can try to correct this perception in future promotional campaigns.